I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey Series. There is a style of singing that stretches far back into human history in which the performer vocally produces a primary pitch while simultaneously adding one or more pitches on top, which results in a version of overtone or throat singing, practiced in many places around the world, including parts of Africa, Turkey, and especially China, where the tradition is known as kume. Kume throat singing, primary to Chinese culture, is used mainly by rural male herders of Tuva, Mongolia, and Siberia. However, more and more women are engaged with the custom as its popularity grows. Tuvan throat singing, soaring over the country's open landscape, is ideal for transporting the sound that flows atop really long distances. Research reveals that kume is a central aspect grounded in the ancient pastoral animism that is today still adhered to, with herding singers traveling far off into the countryside in search of an ideal river or elevated mountain steps that help to foster an ideal sound chamber in the open environment friendly to throat singing. The technique of throat singing is represented by an enormous scope of vocalizations that within the Tuvan throat singing tradition includes six specific pitches related to harmonics and whose methodology is categorized into three primary fields: Karkaira for deep kume, Isgiri for whistle kume, and the flute-like sounding Sigit. One legend has it that kume started during ancient times when camel herders began to imitate the voice sounds of female camels. Another claims that the birth of Tuvan throat singing started with an orphan boy who lived on a cliff for 3 years. Over time, he began to mimic sounds he heard blowing between a couple of rocks during windy days. The exclusive sound and timbre of throat singing today uses modern musical elements while gleaning attention from enthused listeners from around the globe, with many traveling to the country of Tuva explicitly to take in firsthand this important sound linked to a worldview that bridges spirituality with objects of nature. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.